So 2004, Dom and Taylor visited us in India, and prior to that, some transition, doctrinal transition, and it was easy for me in a way because I was way out in this Indian country. And at that time, 1987, 88, 89, 90, so still emails and internet kind of things were not taking place, maybe starting to, and communication through phone was still in India was primitive. We cannot get phone even then, around then, immediately. You have to wait. Government-owned telephone companies, but which was good. So I was isolated one way, and I have to just go to God. I didn't have to go to leaders, an organization, for direction. So, you know, God set me up. So I go to God, and He began to see the very easy life. And what was easy thing, the doctrine, is that now He will directly. No middleman or so many retailers and then you. Now you have direct access to God. And He has direct access to you. He will enlighten the eyes of understanding. Not anybody, but God will reveal His truth. Specific day-to-day wisdom, perspective, direction. He will do it. So it is easy. It's based on grace, not works. We knew that it's not of works, but somehow we continue to work. We have great desire for the world over the world. We want people to be saved, come to know the truth. We want to see and experience more abundant life, prosperous life, healthy life, and see people the same. But our approach was many times we work, and therefore God has to rest. But God, through Jesus Christ, having given us the Spirit of God, now He works in us. In fact, He is working, continuous tense. It is God who is working. That's how it's written in Greek. And our job is to let Him work. Don't stop Him. So then He will enlighten us that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, He may give you spiritual wisdom and revelation of knowledge of Him. Why He says He may is up to me. How much I want to open the faucet, like shower. Little, one drop. So it's up to me. That is up to me. How much I want Him to work for me. He wants to grace. Grace upon grace upon grace. Means He wants to work for you and work for you to take care of you and walk you through to the reality of where you really live is at the highest location in the heaven. The highest location where God is, which is at the right hand of God. He wants to reveal this perspective, the truth, logos, communication, logic. Logic. This is the logic. You are not really of the world and the devil is after you. God's truth, and He's continued to show you, up to you to let Him show you. And if you let Him show you, then He gives understanding that you're far above. In fact, you're far above all principalities and powers and dominions. And oh, you are way up there. Really, we are way up there. We cannot even see them. So we don't have to focus on those little things. Life in heaven is where we are living. Life in heaven is great. Great. Everything is wonderful. No negatives. All the time trying. So that's where you are. God began. God started us. Not from the bottoms to work hard to become better, 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 better. Oh, tired. Oh. No. He began us at the highest location. That's the your abode and your coordinate. XYZ is at the right hand of God. That's where you are. You don't have to try to be there. You are there. And He, God, made us perfect. You are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, the greatest being in Christ Jesus. You are God's masterpiece. The old man, the devil wants you to focus on the old man who is at the lowest place, XYZ, lowest, much distance, many billions of light years distance. But devil gives his talking point, logic. Oh, you are that person. See, you are feeling like that. Your situation is like that. Oh, I woke up and I feel not good. I don't feel like I'm at the highest location. That's not true. The old man, he believes it's true. And it is true for him. It's good. Good that he or she believes and thinks it's true. Let that person think true. But for me, I'm not that person. You are a different person. You are holy. You are without blame. So that's who you are. So we don't eat the lies of the devil and say, oh, you're not good. You couldn't do this. All those things. And we don't have to eat every word that is proceeding from the mouth of the devil or mouth of the old man. We don't have to eat that. It's not you. Clarity. It's not you. That lousy, whatever lousy thing is popping up, it's not you. And you don't have to feel guilty. Oh, again, I'm thinking like that. Oh, no, it's not you. And if you think, oh, I'm not good, I'm not worthy, I don't think I can do all these things, I don't think from me will sound out the word of the Lord and millions will be saved. Oh, I don't think, it's not me. That is a lie. It's not you. And if you feel guilty of something you wanted to do and didn't do, guilty, I don't have to pay the price. To feel guilty and condemn is I am continuing to pay to the devil, the con man, more money he's stealing from you. The old payment is completely paid by Jesus Christ. So you don't have to pay. You're free. You're free. You no longer have to pay. God wants us to focus on that new being. And you are naturally spiritual. You are not in the flesh, the old man, but you are in the spirit. This new man, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. And you are in the different sphere, far above all these things. And you are in heaven. Heaven, everything is great. There's a song in heaven. Something. Okay. Yeah, like maybe German kind of beer. So it's great. So the new man is perfect. The old man wants to improve. Okay, doesn't work. Because the old man never gets better. He's dead. So forget about that. Books on how to improve, forget about it. You are improved completely. So God says, okay, now I will put in the new man, which new man is designed to receive the desire, idea, energy, thoughts from God. Because the creator of heavens and earth, more powerful, more all wise, all smart, he figured out how to get this new man to walk, live. So he energized this new man. And we have this new man feelings pops up. Desire comes up. Then we walk in it. Simple. Very simple. And as we walk in it, we feel good. great.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. So heaven's life is evidence. And the words, living words from God, comes to you all the time. The new man is desired to receive, like cell phone receives waves, certain waves, right? And then it's converted to voice, like that. So the new man is designed that way. See, mankind can make cell phone and works pretty good. I'm in India and I can listen to Tom speak and I recognize, oh, that sounds like Lorian. No, he doesn't make that mistake either. And video too, I can see him talking so many miles away. And mankind can do that. Mankind can make device like that. God, he said, I made you. You're my workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. You can absolutely, easily, naturally walk by the Spirit. You don't need the keys. Like, example, Labrador dog. Dog Labrador, I have to give him a book, textbook, how to be a Labrador, how to walk like a Labrador. Okay, so my Jed, I have a Labrador, and so he has to sit in front of me and I teach him. Okay? You have to walk like lab, all right? I don't have to teach him. He's by nature Labrador. So what's the difference? No difference. You are God's workmanship. And he can lead you, direct you. He has given you that ability, device, capability for him to just enlighten the eyes of understanding. Every day, the perspective, he will give you the hope of his calling. Not the post-Christ return hope, but right now. We are interested in right now, right? Right now, we want to be happy. Right now, we want to prosper. Right now, we want to have a smooth life flowing with milk and honey. And my God shall supply all our needs. And God is not saying knees, the bottom line thing, you know. Oh, you have one meal, cool, your knees met. No, your desires are knees. That also included. Knees, what you want is included. So my God shall supply. So he will teach us. He will walk us through to show us all these wonderful things which he has given to us freely, freely. He has given to us his Spirit so that we can know the things which are freely given to us from him. So now, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? God is for us. So who can be against it? I don't know. No contest. You are that kind of beings. So only thing, what we need to do, what we need to switch on this new man and shut down the old man. And since we have wonderful desire towards God, we want to live for him. We want to see people saved. We want to see prosperity and health. So let's go with God's way. God's way means now you make God as the source. No other sources. We may incline to go to some other things, but go to God, because he's able to really give you the bread for today. Live by every word that is proceeding. That also in the Greek is present participle. It is God who is working. Now, every word that is proceeding, every word that is proceeding out of the mouth. This is how you live. Jesus lived like that. I live by every word that is proceeding out of the mouth of God. That's where you desire. Paul also said to Timothy, consider what I said. What I say. Paul had spoken many, many words, many, many things. He and Timothy travel with him, be with him personally or in a group. Paul said many, many things out of the mouth of God. And Paul says to Timothy, consider what I say. And the Lord give you understanding in about 20% things. All things. So we are very well connected. very well connected to God, and God's desire is to reveal every day your hope, direction. So we are encouraged. I know which direction, target. He gives you that so that we are excited. And He pops up other things during the day, so we are encouraged. He will give opportunity for us to give, such as I have. So I'm also happy. The other person will be happy. So God has figured out your journey. God has figured out this heavenly journey, not the hell journey. Heavenly journey, victorious journey. And God's intention, purpose of the ages, God's purpose is to the intent. God's intention is through the churches, through you. Through you. Churches means you. Okay? We don't think like, oh, churches. Okay, churches. Somebody else. No, through you. God's intention is through you. He will exhibit. He will declare, show forth the principalities and powers who thinks they're ruling. Like Pharaoh, who thinks they're ruling. We are the ones. God's intention is to declare, show off to them the manifold wisdom, innumerable, uncountable, through you. Okay, that's very important for you to just, okay, align it. You are the holy ones, the mighty ones, the sons and daughters of the Most High God, seated at the right hand of God to rule. You are far above. And through you, God's gonna bring out, display, like big TV, okay? But this display is real, not the war movie and then it's there. It's happening there, but you know it's not here. But this display that we're going to see in front of us is real. You're in it. He will display the innumerable wisdom through you because you're oriented to God and allow Him to walk you forward step by step, which is easiest thing for us to do. By nature, we are spiritual and it's the easiest thing to do. We don't have to think. Moses didn't think. What's the next plan? Oh yeah, I have to stay up tonight too. Late, early morning, drink 20 cups of coffee, scratching, writing some strategy. Tomorrow, I think I will talk to the treasurer of Pharaoh, finance minister. I failed discussing with the defense minister. So, okay, how about next strategy? He didn't do that. He had no idea how to bring down that kingdom. He had no idea. He was not confident at the beginning. It's okay, not confident at the beginning. It's okay. Just walk with Him. Just ready to walk. Don't try to figure out. Take no thought, Jesus said. Don't be concerned. Even your life, what you're going to eat, how am I going to make a living, how the finance will come. Don't you be concerned. His logic, even 2,000 years ago, is because now you are in different realm. Father takes care of all those things, the birds and the lily of the valley. So don't you think God will not take care of you? Take care of you. Absolutely. We can come to that point that, okay, I desire to see that in front of me, the heaven's life, heavenly lifestyle, super conqueror, more abundant life. Now, God, okay, here it goes, and you rest. We are not going to live by the old way. Old way is works. We worked hard. Adam, Eve fell, and they worked hard. Sweat, sweat, sweat. And some a little bit more successful, some not successful. Many not doing well. Not good way. Not good way. So, through Jesus Christ, we have now God with us. The Spirit of God dwell in us. He gives us perfect wisdom. Treasure of God's mind is there. And He will give you the right ones, right knowledge, right wisdom. And we execute innumerable wisdom. He gives you one at a time. Excellent wisdom. Daniel, testimonies, Old Testament testimonies, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Solomon, they practiced. They had the spirit of Jehovah. Now we have spirit of God. You are not servants, but you are sons, daughters. How shall he not with him? More abundantly, God's going to ready to go with you to bring out the heaven where you are into earth. It's his job. He's going to do it and bring down. He brought down the enemy under our feet. So we will see it in front of us. He will walk us through. We don't have to figure it out. It's so easy. You are spiritually and not in the flesh, but in the spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. We don't have to try. Okay, now then I have to try, work hard. Then reverse. You relax. Thank God. Thank you, God. I'm in the heavens. Everything is great. Another greatest day, please. Thank you. And it comes. It's like dream a kind of way, but it's real. So walk in that. And not to be distracted by every wind of doctrine, every logos, you know, that world tries to communicate. But we just decide from today. It's very easy. Today, I'm going to live by every word, every idea, every desire that you are proceeding, bringing into my heart, into my life. And pretty much that's all we have to do. It's that easy. Because grace is not by works. We be in that grace mode, not works mode. You are in grace mode now. So we practice. So then he will add. He will bring the ones who are ready. And you go, whoa. You know, just a few words and they're hot. Whoa. They're gladly receiving. Oh, cool. And they also be led by God. The next person, the same way. Effortless. God brings those individuals who thirst and hunger for truth. And we see how he will, through you, save many, many thousands and millions. It's yours. Millions, it's yours. Joshua, how far do you want to go? Little bit. One step. No, more. It's all as much as you want to. The harvest is ready for you. Ready. Ready to harvest. And laborers. We need laborers. But we say, okay, not much harvest. So, no, harvest is plenteous. This is heaven. Heaven's perspective is it's ready. Laborers are few. So what do I do? All night I have to go witnessing? No. You pray. Beseech the Lord of the harvest. Jesus said, okay, you just go. Go to God and say, Father, I want laborers. Then God, the Lord of the harvest, our Father, he will ekbalo, like cast out devil, the same word, ekbalo. Ek means out. Balo, ball, throw. Like that, God will thrust out the laborers to you, to the field, his field. And no effort at all. Jesus didn't do any effort to meet his laborers. first labor followed him. He didn't do anything. He was not witnessing to John the Baptist's disciples, thinking, oh, maybe one of them. Yeah. They're already inclined to godly things. Okay. I'll catch few from here. He didn't do any of that. Jesus himself practiced the things which he taught. He began both to do and taught. Not theory, practice things. And disciples also encouraged, okay, pray. You pray to the Lord's harvest that he would act below. And pretty soon there were 70 laborers. And then Jesus said the same thing to these 70. All right, you guys, this is a new teaching. No, this same thing. Okay, you, source, go to the source. Okay, main theme, go to the source. Then he will thrust out laborers. And you smile. Oh, nice.
Good.
And rest, God works through all these individuals the same way, and the multiplication just keeps going. And you sit and watch. Whoa, great, cool. So, right doctrine, right practice, right doctrine, let him do. Grace, let him do. He is working. In fact, he is working in you. He's working in you. And the thoughts, idea popping up in the new man, you are the new man, is directly from God, delivery from God. And I don't have to think, is it my thought or God's thought or the old man's thought? I don't have to think. Just execute. And that thought could be relax. Have a glass of beer. Do that. God says, enjoy. Rejoice evermore. Enjoy. Enjoy this heaven's life. You are in the heavens. Everything is taken care of. So, rejoice evermore. Enjoy your day, your perspectives. Enjoy, oh God, okay. You took care of me already. We say, you took care of me already. And you make the most prosperous, blessed day of my life. Great deal. Good. And that is man evidence. That will evidence. Because you're speaking these words from the right hand of God. Very authoritative location. You are the senators and congressmen of God, of the creation. Your words proceed out of your mouth. The angels, they're happy to do, happy to bring to pass. They're waiting for you. Waiting for you to speak the words from God, heaven's words, heaven's language. They're waiting. The devils are also waiting that the old man speaks. Because still you are at the right hand of God, so it's injurious to you. Injurious to health or something. So now you are at very high place, the most powerful place. And he gives you the idea, perspective, words, and we speak that. Just like God did himself, he practiced himself. When there was no light, darkness, he didn't say, oh, it's dark. Oh, very, very dark. Really bad. You know, God was not complaining, but he said, okay, let there be light. He spoke. Came to pass. So God said, you do the same. I have given you my power, my authority. I give you the words in your lips. And you say those things. He's working, energizing in you those wonderful words. I don't have to think. He is giving to me. Moses didn't have to think. God gave him on his lips what to say. Oh, get up now, Moses. You have rest. Get up. And now you go to Pharaoh. Okay. and went there, and
what do I say?
Okay, cool. And God gave him the words. Now Pharaoh, scratching his hair, only one guy, one person. Do you have any army with you? Do you have lots of money? Pay us for the slaves so that we can get other slaves? No. But God. God was enough for Moses, one person, and brought down that greatest kingdom of that time. Single means with God. Senses-wise, single-handedly. Manifold wisdom through Moses, God displayed. And the wisdom of God is not just soft words, but it's with power, impacts. So the kingdom of Egypt fell. They saw it. Whoa! They saw Jehovah, God, the mighty God. He is with you. He's our Father. And He's saying, it's cool. I will walk you through. I'll give you perspectives, vision, direction, words. I will provide all of your needs, desires. You just walk with me. You are not to live the world's life, hell life. You are to live the heaven's life. And the word is in your mouth, near you. Word is near you, in your mouth, in your heart. It's not, okay, from where I have to get, okay, I have to work hard to get it. No, it's right there with you, in your mouth, in your heart. This word which bring out heaven, through which you conquer the darkness and bring out heaven. So it's already done, began, and to begin is your decision. And stick with it. And you will see it right away. Okay? Thank you.